Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, my friends. Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can feel like a wild roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down with that sinking feeling in your stomach. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help you navigate those twists and turns with more grace and ease? That superpower is something called radical acceptance and non-judgment. Ever felt like you're constantly battling against reality, trying to force things to be different than they are? You know, getting all caught up in the shoulds and oughts. Well, guess what? Radical acceptance is about letting go of that resistance. It's about saying, okay, this is what it is right now, even when it's messy, uncomfortable, or downright frustrating. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Brandon, isn't acceptance just giving up? Absolutely not. Acceptance doesn't mean resignation, it means making peace with the present moment so you can move forward with clarity and intention. Think of it like this. If you're trying to paddle upstream against a raging current, you're going to burn out quickly. But if you turn your boat with the flow, you can conserve your energy and actually get somewhere. And that brings me to non-judgment. It's about observing our thoughts and feelings without labeling them as good or bad, right or wrong. When we judge ourselves or others harshly, it creates a wall of negativity that keeps us stuck in a cycle of self-criticism and frustration. Non-judgment isn't about ignoring your emotions, it's about acknowledging them with kindness and curiosity. It's like saying, hey, I see this feeling, but I don't have to react to it immediately. Let me just observe it for a moment before deciding how to respond. So, let's break down these key takeaways. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Embrace the present moment as it unfolds, even when it's challenging. Remember, you can't control everything, but you can control your response to it. 2. Let go of the shoulds and oughts. These rigid expectations often lead to disappointment and frustration. Give yourself permission to be imperfect and celebrate the small victories along the way. Think of it like this. Life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride. 3. Non-judgment is your compass. Observe your thoughts and feelings without labeling them as good or bad. This creates space for self-compassion and understanding. Imagine yourself as a curious explorer, observing new landscapes and cultures with an open mind. 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply be present in your body and surroundings. Notice the sensations around you, the feeling of your breath, the warmth of the sun on your skin. This helps ground you in the here and now and reduces the mental chatter that can create anxiety. 5. Be kind to yourself. You're human, after all. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience moments of doubt. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, your frustration is mounting, and you start getting angry at other drivers. That's where radical acceptance and non-judgment come in. Instead of fueling your anger, take a deep breath and acknowledge the feeling. Say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling frustrated right now. This is temporary, and I can choose how to respond. You could even try turning on some upbeat music and using this time as an opportunity to relax or listen to a podcast like this one. By practicing acceptance and non-judgment in that moment, you can transform a potentially stressful situation into a chance for self-awareness and peace. So remember, my friends, radical acceptance and non-judgment aren't about denying reality, they are about embracing it with grace and understanding. They are the keys to unlocking inner peace and creating a more fulfilling life, one moment at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to acceptance and non-judgment? Share your thoughts in the comments below, let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm Over Chaos for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and never stop chasing that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.